Last month, Red Cliff Tribal Chairman Ray DePerry made an historic address to the State Assembly, the first tribal chairman to deliver a State of the Tribes speech. Now it appears that he's on his way out as tribal chairman. Tuesday, the Red Cliff Tribal Council fired its chief financial officer and refused to certify Tribal Chairman Ray DePerry's bid for re-election. The council decided DePerry didn't meet residency requirements. DePerry says he has an apartment in Red Cliff, but factions have split support.
I knew this was essentially coming. I knew that this day would come because during some of our dialogue throughout the years, there's been grumblings and mumblings about impeaching me, bringing charges of impeachment against me because of a residency question. I've often said to them, bring it on.
This week, the tribal council was told by potential banking investors that the $32 million casino project had to be scaled back to about $25 million. DePerry says that's not all bad news. If they did that, they could break ground next month and be open by the summer of 2006. But now DePerry says this project is up in the air.
That would tell any bank, even if they want to give us $25 million, that would tell any bank, gee, we were interested if you get it down to $25, but now with all the instability, I don't know if we want to invest $25.
Sunday's tribal council meeting will consider whether or not to continue with the casino project. DePerry's term expires in July. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.